From Sea Lemon. This is Sunday.
I know. music you won't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
From the campus of Tufts University, it's 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss, busting our way into the 11 o'clock hour. Thanks for joining me here on a lovely sunny Tuesday morning. Hope it's nice where you are. Finished up there with brand new stuff from a band called Rum Jungle. Rum Jungle is a four-piece pop-punk group. They're based out of Newcastle in Australia. They are a rambunctious yet intelligent and wildly talented bunch. This is my first exposure to this band, despite them being together for a good 6 years. The track I uncovered there was a standalone single just dropped on February 16th. It's that fresh. That's called Weather's Better. Before that, more going back to Semblance, which came out in 2022 with Seasons Change. Maneater from Daryl Hall and John Oates. H2O was the album. Effie, she had an EP out in 2022 called Vitamin C. That was Kiwi, and C. Lemon got it started with the song Sunday from her EP Close Up.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me, so I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We have music coming to you in this hour from Prince, Action Figure Party, and Spandau Ballet. Next up is new music from Pearl and the Oysters. They are just really the duo of Juliet Pearl Davis and Joaquin Pollock. The pair met in school in Paris but left the continent to relocate in Gainesville, Florida. And I don't honestly understand the move, but however, I can say it has suited their music well. I found them back in March of 2023 with the release of their debut full-length album, Coast to Coast. Even got to see them at that year's South by Southwest. They are back a year and a half later with their sophomore release, Planet Pearl, which hit the stores just last week, Friday. Track I got to share with you right now is called Side Quest. New music from Pearl and the Oysters here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you. should know by the way you parked your car sideways at a wooden mat. You're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, children and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright.
Call me.
91.5 WMFO from the campus of Tufts University. TK hanging here with you. It is music you might otherwise miss. Brand new music there from August Moon, which I just found out is a fictional band. My partner, Michelle A., was the one who shared this song with me over the weekend. Really like it a lot. It's from the it hasn't been released yet, from the soundtrack called The Idea of You. And again, I just found out they were a fictional band. I like the tune. Before that, Prince from 1999, Little Red Corvette, and Pearl and the Oysters got started from their new album, Planet Pearl. That was A Side Quest. All right, let's just keep it rolling as we work our way through the 11 o'clock hour. I've got some music here from Soul Delivery. They're an R&B slash soul mixed gender quartet. They're based both in Seoul and London. They describe their sound this way, quote, "We're on a mission to deliver a delicious musical soul to the ones in need of it. We take jazz, soul, and hip-hop and blend them to create a delightful experience for both ourselves and the listeners," unquote. This is my first exposure to the band, but I'm digging this track. It's called Wisdom, which features Ruru helping out on vocals. It's from their latest album, Peninsula Park. It came out in August of last year. It's the latest from Soul Delivery here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Always the last, even when I was a kid. Convince me, can
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss, and that is the latest from Jungle, which is a terrible name for a band, but they are a British electronic music project founded in 2013 by producers Josh Lloyd Watson and Tom McFarlane. They're currently based in London. They have released three studio albums, and they were shortlisted for the Mercury Prize of that year. The second album was 2018 Forever through XL Recordings, while the third album, Loving in Stereo, was released in August of 2021. The latest one here is Volcano. And it came out in August of last year, and that is called Back on 74. And I was lucky enough to catch them alive at, where was it, the Roadrunner, I think it was? I don't know. Remembering what it used to be. Action Figure Party before that, from like 2001, I think it was, from their self-titled album. And that was the title of the song as well, and Soul Delivery with Wisdom. Got it all started. Want to remind you that I'll be doing another version of Music You Might Otherwise Miss Thursdays on WBRS.org, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. First hour, it's the new release show. It focuses on new material that was just released over the past week or so, followed by an hour of an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie alternative, with some classics thrown in, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. You can give it a chance to come find your new favorite song with me. Speaking of new music, this is the latest from UVTV. They are a mixed-gendered American post-punk four-piece. They're out of Gainesville, Florida. My first exposure to the band, and they've been around a while. They've already released four full-length albums. The latest addition to their discography is an EP. It's called The Optimist Wrench. It came out, it's due out October 11th. This is the pre-release single, and I'm liking it a lot. It is called The Optimistic Wrench. It's the title of the EP as well. New music from UVTV here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Small thing you'll Listen to everything so you don't have to. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
that'll do it for me again for another terrific Tuesday. Thanks for joining me. I had a blast. I hope you had some fun, too. Hope you got a new song deal, because that's the point of this whole process. This is TK for Music You Might Otherwise Miss, saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm going to leave you with a tune from a band called Holy Wire. This is Oh You Pretty Girls. Hopefully, I'll see you on Thursday for my other installment of Music You Might Otherwise Miss, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. And again, here next week, hopefully, if the schedule works, 11 to 12 p.m. A.M., I'm sorry. 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WMFO.org. You all have a fantastic day.